Continuing our conversation with the candidates here on AM Quincy, and today we're having a chat with Councillor candidates Zucheng Yuen, running for one of the three at-large city council seats here in Quincy, one of eight candidates, actually, in the September 2nd preliminary election. So, Zucheng, first, nice to see you again. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to introduce myself.
It's our pleasure to let you talk a little bit about yourself, your background, and why you're running for city council. So, Good. Tell me a little bit about yourself, first of all.
So. I was born and raised in China, mm-hmm. In an ordinary working family. My parents worked their whole life in a state-owned factory. And they have no privilege to offer me, but they gave me a good name. Mm-hmm. Zicheng means self-resilience.
Oh.
So and I followed their advice, like work hard and try to make the best of what I have to try to make a good life. So I came to USA in 1999, okay. When I was 30 years old, to do postdoctoral research in biomedical field.
I see.
At the University of Vermont.
I'm sorry.
University of Vermont.
Okay.
University of Vermont. Vermont.
Okay.
Yeah. So, since I came here, I'm already 30 years old. My life in China really helped shaped who I am, mm-hmm. And influenced my view.
Sure.
My dad. He was from a landlord family. So as the Communist Party say, that's an exploiter class, exploiting class.
I see.
But when he was a young boy, and he witnessed a scene that stayed with him forever. So one day, a very poor peasant holding hands with his little daughter came to his family's store and asked to sell his daughter.
Really?
Yeah. Just to get a little bit of money to buy food to be survived.
Wow.
So my dad was horrified by that injustice. And then later, he actually joined the Communist army to fight against his own family's class, mm-hmm. because he believed the Communist Party's ideology or what they said is about equality, like mm-hmm. nobody should be dirt poor while others were rich. But he was, because of his family background, he was never trusted and eventually been forced out.
Is that right?
Yeah. And because of that experience, he got disillusioned.
Yeah.
And he warned me to never touch politics.
I see.
Because he think also leaders just say good things when they're beautiful things when they need you, but they can change your face mm-hmm, anytime.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So did you come to this country by yourself?
Yeah, by myself.
By yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I followed his advice. He asked me just study science because science doesn't deceive.
Right, yeah.
So I studied hard to get a PhD in genetics and then came to U.S. To do research.
I see, okay. And when did you arrive here in Quincy?
And so I did the research 4 years at the University of Vermont, then 4 years in Dartmouth College. And I feel like after I came to U.S., my whole life still inside the campus. All people I get to know is a professor,
sure.
professors,
yeah.
students. I don't really know American life outside
I
of
see.
Campus.
Yeah.
So I decided to step out of every tower to experience life more fully mm-hmm. in different fields. And I appreciate Americans environment or atmosphere. They seem more tolerant for people change career and try new things.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine I can do that if I were in China.
That was all new to you, right?
Yeah. In China, like you are supposed to, if you choose one career, you just do whole your life, like
yes.
My parents.
Yes, yes.
So in America, I like fully take advantage of things.
Okay.
And so I tried in publishing field.
Yeah.
And in public service, I worked in library, Thomas Crane Library. Yeah, for 3.5 years.
Oh, what did you do at the library?
I was a senior library assistant.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now I work in a medical field, the director of primary care.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So as a doctor?
Not a doctor.
No, not a doctor. Okay.
Actually, as an assistant.
Oh, assistant.
The reason I want to work in that director primary care model is it's a different model from the mainstream primary care.
Yes.
Now in U.S., there is a primary care crisis.
Yes.
People couldn't see their doctor in half a year or a year, couldn't
right.
make an appointment. And this is the reason is, this is maybe off topic, but in mainstream, the primary care physician has to take care of 3,000 to 4,000 patients.
Sure, yeah.
So every day they have to see 30 to 40 patients. Even that still, you couldn't get an appointment. But
right,
this
there's a shortage for sure.
Yeah, because it's for insurance, you have to cover this overhead cost.
Right.
You have to see those so much patients, but a lot of money actually been taken away by middlemen.
Yeah, yeah.
So this new model, a doctor just need 300 to 400 patients, then can cover all the cost and can mm-hmm. earn a decent life.
Sure. Did you have to go back to school for medical training? Or
they trained me there.
They trained
and,
you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I have experience doing experiments.
Sure,
for
sure.
Those.
Yeah. Okay. So how long have you been doing that now?
For almost half a year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So how long have you been in Quincy?
I moved in Queens in 2015.
Okay, so 10 years?
Yeah. No, I moved in Queens in 2011.
Oh, okay.
And we purchased a condominium in 2015.
Okay, so okay.
First the rent, then.
Yes, yeah. So is this your first run at elective office?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was the thought behind that?
I have never dreamed running for public office. And I think I'm able to run. I have to say thanks to American system. Like here, people, regardless of your background, no matter you are immigrant or minorities or from a working families, you all can step forward to serve.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not true in China.
Gotcha.
In China, all the officers are appointed. There's no real elections.
Right.
And also, don't talk about the politics is a motto.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
In China. Because if you say something not aligned with the government, the policy, you can get serious trouble.
Okay.
And also, like my dad's experience make me want to stay away from politics.
Sure.
But even I stay away from politics, but the sense of fairness and justice, which shaped his life, still run in my blood.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if I see something unfair or unjust, I can't keep quiet.
I see. Okay. All right. So why are you running for a counselor at large here in Quincy?
Yeah. It's people encouraged me to run.
Oh, okay.
So last year, the mayor's 79% pay raise issue, I helped organize the campaign to repeal mayor's 79% pay raise and the counselor's 50% pay raise. Because I feel, first, the process of this race is not a democratic process. so many people strongly oppose it and strongly demand a public hearing but the city councilors ignored all this and they just rushed through to approve the both races. Also, mayor's 79% pay raise, I think it's outrageous. Even though he hasn't get a raise for 10 years, but if you just count 10 years, every year give him even 3% pay raise, it's still just come up like a little shy about 200,000. Why he asked 285,000? I think people most angry about one is the size of the races, another is the process. Also the timing. So he almost immediately after he get elected in 2023, within half a year, he proposed this pay raise. And when we connect the signatures to repeal this race, a lot of people say, hey, why he has planned this for sure before? Why he didn't tell people when he running for re-election? If he told people he is going to ask this race and during election and he still get elected, then no problem. But doing afterwards, then people feel kind of being cheated or something. So that's why I feel this pay raise issue against everything I learned about democracy when I came to US. So when I first came to US at the University of Vermont, my landlady proudly showed me how democracy work in US. So one evening she brought me to a city council meeting in Burlington, Vermont, and they explained to me saying those city councilors are elected by residents and only paid a small stipend per meeting. They serve just for the honor of serving their community. So that's an eye-opening moment for me, because back in China, you know, the officers are all appointed and privileged. Government meeting closed to public. No ordinary people know when or where the government meeting is, let alone being allowed mm-hmm. to participate. So that meeting planted the seed in my heart.
Yeah, like
okay. All elected officials are sure. Public servants.
What are folks saying to you, Zikuan, out on the campaign trail, you know, that they are concerned about here in the city?
Oh, people appreciate I step forward uh-huh. to serve. And like at the door knocking, I met a city employee. He said, I just get 80 cents per hour raise the whole year. He said, city seems not taking care of small guys or people working in front line. And compare those top officials. Some top officials get a double digit mm-hmm. percent of raise a couple years ago. Also, elected officials get such a high raise. To me, I feel elected officials are public servants. If you really aimed at a big box, you should work in the private mm-hmm. corporation.
Are folks asking you about things like development and traffic?
Yeah. Some people questioned about the city using eminent domain, pushing out the tax paying business and seize private property. And they say, and they're doing this is for some vanity project. So it's using eminent domain to do this just for vanity projects, that's not justified. For development, people asking, so many big development going on and the big developers keep getting long-term tax breaks, but why resident didn't get help?
Mm-hmm.
Lot of people concerned about the property tax increase make them feel like difficult to stay.
It's been talked about as having a residential tax break or exemption. Do you think that would be a good idea?
Yeah, I think I will support that.
You would?
Okay. Yeah. Especially some people retired with fixed income. Mm-hmm. They really concerned about if they can keep stay mm-hmm. in Quincy. Mm-hmm. One gentleman, he pointed, he said, see my this neighbor are all retired mm-hmm. and they all have this serious concern about ever increasing property tax, if we can do something to control this property tax increasing. So I think city already and $1.6 billion debt, a bigger part of our property tax going to pay back this huge debt. And if we can cast waste for spending, I think city didn't prioritize spending. A lot of money spent on vanity projects. For example, that spend $850,000 for that two controversial religious statues for that new public safety building without informed residents. And now the city get a lawsuit being sued by residents, and the city use taxpayers' money to defend themselves. So we want to ask a question. Why you use our money to defend your decision, we even didn't know your decision, that's your decision, right? Even the city councilor was not informed. So I think they shouldn't use taxpayers' money to defend their own personal mm-hmm. taste to personal decision.
So a big part of a city councilor's job is reviewing the budget, the city budget every year. So do you have experience in finance at all, or
so
budget reviewing?
Myself don't have a finance experience, but the interesting is just this past Sunday when I deliver loan yard sign to mm-hmm. a supporter, and I only met her two or three times at a rally, and she said, if you elected, I want to help you to learn the finance. Since I'm an accountant, mm-hmm. I will help you. Actually, I get a lot of help from people. Mm-hmm. Some people know a lot of how government works, so they give me civic lesson, and some help me train my public speaking skill. I feel I'm open to learn. I'm modest. I'm not a fool of myself. I'm open to learn, and the people really willing to help me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I feel nobody is expert of every field, but if you really care, and you're willing to learn, you will find an expert willing to help you.
So as a counselor, how would you kind of communicate with your constituents, Zikwan?
I want to have open office hours.
Okay.
I like FaceTime, talking to people directly.
Yes.
More than on Zoom meeting or something.
Right.
I also want to have a regular newsletter to inform people what's going on in city, what's the major project going on, and mm-hmm. what's your opinion. Mm-hmm. I will answer people's email message on a timely timely fashion.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, and I want to go around the community, not just during campaign season. Mm-hmm. I feel when I do door locking, talking to people, mm-hmm. really learned a lot from what's their concern. Last week, when I locking door in Ward 3, one gentleman in Jiang Street say, our street flooding all the time when it's raining. And he said, I called the city public work, mm-hmm. and I send a picture to my ward counselor, and either no response, or someone come but couldn't solve the problem. And he said they already have the pump station there, somehow just they couldn't open the gate. Some engineer problem, they couldn't make it work. And he said, why city couldn't just spend some money to fix this real problem, because the resident all suffered, right?
Okay, so that's a constituent issue for sure.
Right? Yeah, okay. And interesting, the same night I get an email from also Water 3, that's from North Central Ave and Farrington Street, that cross section. He also say the flooding problem, like when it's rain, it's the street flood. And so I contact the Water 3 councilor candidates, Water 3 councilor candidate, Cassie Chuang. So I said, oh, that's your ward, resident reflect this. Maybe like we too should go to talk to them to go to really see which area.
Okay.
So we really made an appointment last Friday. Cassie and me went to meet Robert, who lived at the intersection between Farrington Street and the North Central Ave. And he got all the equipment come. He showed us, this street flooding. Actually, if we city just do some simple thing like a street sweeping, it can help, because all the storm drain are covered by
the debris.
Yeah. And he start to like clean. Yeah. He said, I clean it.
Okay, so you're doing the councilor at large work already.
Yeah.
Even though you haven't
so
been
I
elected.
Took the picture, and Cassie also took picture. We said we have to help to contact a certain department, right? And I feel like this work, city should spend money on those issues, really help solve problem instead of spending money to build more statues.
So leading up to the preliminary, what's the strategy, Zikwan? More door knocking?
More door knocking. Yeah. Also, I think in last week, I will get some volunteers holding signs at a busy intersection.
Sure.
But I'm not just holding signs promoting my name. Mm-hmm. I want to have some message signs. Like I already print out one message sign, also big. It's transparency matters.
Okay.
Another sign is represent your concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And I probably will get another sign is restore checks and balances. Because
that's
also a thing when people talk about at the door locking, they say current city councilors seldom push back. There is a lack of check and balance.
Okay. Do you have a website for your campaign?
Yeah, yuanforquincy.com.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. Great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you too.
Appreciate the opportunity, and good luck on September 2nd.
Yeah, I hope my run can inspire more people step off or to run, because you can see English is even not my first language. If I'm willing to step up, I think people should be more get involved.
You want to be an inspiration.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano, and we'll see you next time.